Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. We are getting close to the end of Masechah Sanhedrin. Today we are in the 11th chapter, and we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Speaking of the Zaken Mamre, the rebellious elder who goes against the ruling of the court, Mishnah Beis tells us, Zaken Mamre al pi Beis Din, the rebellious elder who goes against the ruling of the court, Shenamar, we learn this from the Torah where it tells us, Ki pale mimcha davar lemishpat, that when some matter of judgment is concealed from you, and then it goes on to tell us about going to the Sanhedrin in the place that God will designate, etc. Shlosha batei dinin hayusham, and there were three courts at Har Habayis in Jerusalem. Echad yoshev apesach Har Habayis, one court sat at the entrance to the Temple Mount, that was a court of 23 judges. V'yachad yoshev apesach ha'azara, the second court, also of 23 judges, sat at the entrance to the temple courtyard. V'yachad yoshev balishkas ha'gazis, and then the third was the Great Sanhedrin, the court of 71, the national court, and they sat in a chamber called the Lishkas ha'gazis. Boim lezesh apesach ha'habayis, so they would go first to the court at the entrance to the Temple Mount. V'omer kach derashti, and the elder in question would say, this is how I expounded this verse, v'kach darshu chavirai, and this is how my colleagues expounded it. Kach limadati, v'kach limdu chavirai, and this is how I taught it, and this is how they taught it. Im shamu, if this first court was familiar with the law in such a case, omrim lehem, they would tell them what the law is. V'im lav, and if they didn't know the answer, boyin lehen la'osan sh'al pesach ha'zara, then they would proceed to the court that was at the entrance to the temple courtyard. Va'omer, and they would say, kach derashti, v'kach darshu chaverai. So the elder who's got the problem would be, again, saying, this is how I learned it, this is how my colleagues learned it, kach limadati, kach limdu chaverai, here's how I taught it, here's how they taught it. Im shamu, and if this court was familiar with the law, omrim lehem, they would tell them, v'im lav, elu v'elu boin lebeiz din ha'gadol shebalishkas ha'gazis. And if they didn't know the law, then everyone would then proceed to the great court, the Sanhedrin that sat in the Lishkas ha'gazis. Shemimenu yotzeis Torah l'chol Yisrael, and that's the national court from which Torah goes out to the entire nation. Shine Emar, as the verse that we quoted earlier continues, min ha'makom ha'hu asher yivchar Hashem, from the place that God would choose. Chazer le'iro, so this elder is being told what the law is, presumably in this case, because we're talking about the Zaken Mamre, the rebellious elder, clearly it didn't go his way. So he returns back to his own city, and he continues to teach things the way that he did previously. Putter, he is exempt from punishment. He may not be allowed to do this, but he would not be culpable for the death penalty if he did so. Vimhorolasos, but if he ruled, if someone came to him with a question and he ruled in a matter of practical application that this was the law, chayev, then he would be culpable for the death penalty for going against the Sanhedrin. Shine Emar, as the Pasuk tells us, Vaisha Sher Yase Bezadon. So it says that the person who would do so willfully, Enochayev Ad Sheyorolasos, so he's only susceptible to the court-imposed death penalty if he actually instructs someone to do this in practical application. Talmid Shehorolasos Pater. If a student teaches someone that this is the way to act, he would not be liable for the death penalty. Nimsa Chumro Kulo. We find that his stringency is also his leniency. And we'll see in the Bart Neuro exactly what that means. In fact, let's go straight to the Bart Neuro now. So talking about these three courts that were in Jerusalem, Echad Yoshev HaPesach Har Habayis, one was at the entrance to the Har Habayis, Hushar Mizrahi, Shelefnim Min Hachayel Lefnei Ezras HaNashim. So that's by the eastern gate on the entrance to the women's court. Ve'echad Yoshev, and the second one outside the Azara, Lamala Hemenu, Kesha Avru Ezras Nashim, Ubayim LePesach Ezras Yisrael. So the second one was higher on the way from the women's court to the men's court, the court of the Israelites. Ve'echad Yoshev Balishkas HaGazis, and the main court sat in a chamber called the Lishkas HaGazis, Shehi Benui Besocha Azara, which was built in the temple courtyard. Chetzi b'kodesh v'chetzi b'chol. Half of it was in the sanctified area, and half of it was in the secular area, the non-sanctified area. Tamid shehorolasos. If a student instructs someone, he rules that this is the law in practical application. So we said that he's not culpable. So who's this student? Tamid shelo hagia lahora b'nechalek al beistin shebeiro ubal beistin hagadol v'shalu v'chazer l'iro v'hora kibatchila. So here we're talking about a student who has not yet been given the authority to rule, so he's not ordained, as it were, and he teaches improperly, so they go to the Sanhedrin, and he's told that's not the law, and he goes back and he continues teaching. He would not be liable to the death penalty. He's pater. She'ein lahem lismuch al horaso, because people are not obligated to listen to his ruling. He's just some guy expressing an opinion. He's not an authority. V'atara lo chayva ela mufla u'mumcha l'beistin, and the Torah only condemns a person who is an expert, who's somebody of authority when it comes to ruling in these matters. We see from the phrase that when a matter is withheld from you, this is talking about a person who's got authority in the court. So this similarity of words is used to imply that. So nimsa chumro kulo, we find that his stringency is also his leniency. So his stringency is the fact that he sinned by ruling above his pay grade, as it were. His authority doesn't extend that far, so he ruled inappropriately, and that's a sin. Musaf al hahamara shahamara pi beizdin. That's in addition to the fact that he went against what the court ruled was the law. He nasis lakula, and these factors combine actually for a leniency, the patro min hamisa, in order to keep him from not being obligated in the death penalty. So because he's not an expert, it's a sin for him to rule, but his lack of authority saves him from the death penalty. Shim haya zakin shehagia lahara, bahamra api beizdin, haya chayv misa, because if he was in fact an authority and he went against the Sanhedrin, then he would be liable to execution. Let us now continue in Mishnah Gimel. Chomer b'divrei sofrim m'divrei Torah. This is actually more stringent in things that the rabbi said than in things written in the Torah. Ha'omer ein tefillin k'dei lavar al divrei ha'Torah pater. If somebody says there's no such thing as tefillin in order to go against what's written in the Torah, he would not be liable for the death penalty as a rebellious elder. Chamesh totafos lahosif al divrei sofrim chayev. But if he says that there are five sections in the tefillin rather than just four, this contradicts the words of the rabbis, and that would obligate him in the death penalty as a rebellious elder. Quick look at the Bar Neuro. Halmer ein tefillin, etc. Pater. If someone denies the existence of tefillin, she'ein zuhara. This is not considered ruling. Ruling is when you have a question about something that's in the Torah and you need to know what the law is. So to just blatantly contradict something that's in the Torah, it's wrong, you shouldn't do it, but it's not ruling. Chamesh totafos, but if you say that there are five sections, five compartments in tefillin, yesh hara, that's ruling. And even though he's only adding on to what the rabbis said, because they have four, so you say, well, take their four and add one, you're still in violation of the law of Zaken Mamre for this. Because the understanding of the word totafos is that there are the four sections in tefillin. So it's still a contradiction, it's not an enhancement in any way. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hay.